Welcome to Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of the book Specialty Shop Retailing, How to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 10th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today's program will help you attract new customers to your store and also keep your current customers coming back frequently. Advertising to attract customers tends to focus on two things, price and product. But you're up against stiff competition from Walmart, Target, and other big box retailers that can offer more products and lower prices than the independent retailer. It's time to be creative and make retailing entertaining for your customers if you want to survive as an independent shop. Retailing as entertainment can mean just that, live music in the store or a magician who entertains shoppers' children. It can also refer to a myriad of creative activities that bring customers into the store and enhance their shopping experience. Even shoppers in a hurry, for example, enjoy stopping for taste samples of specialty foods. And those who are shopping as a recreational activity are attracted to stores that offer something more than just sales and displays of products. The Mall of America in Minneapolis is filled with every conceivable type of shop. But the ones that are most memorable are those that feature constant demonstrations of their products. At Bare Bones, a shop selling products and toys relating to the human body, a staff member often stands near the entrance with a rubber eyeball or other unusual product in order to catch the attention of the hundreds of shoppers passing by. The Basic Brown Bear Factory encourages customers to stuff their own bears, which are then sewn and groomed by staff members before being dressed in the shopper's own selection of clothing. Engaging customers through entertaining demonstrations and personal interaction invariably leads to increased sales. Product demonstrations can be held at random times when the store is likely to be busy, or scheduled for specific times and promoted through advertising and press releases. Larger stores may be able to schedule several demonstrations at the same time, increasing their chances of good traffic. Ask your staff members to demonstrate products, or ask your vendors to recommend someone who specializes in this type of work. Sales representatives often enjoy the opportunity to get feedback from the buying public by demonstrating items in their line. Other special events in the store might include appearances by artists, craftspeople, or authors. The guests can answer customers' questions about their work, pose for pictures with their fans, and sign autographs. If you invite a celebrity to your store, be certain that you can attract enough interested customers to make the appearance worthwhile for the guest visitor. Give some thought to providing a comfortable, attractive place for the celebrity to sit, and have a staff member on hand to fetch more product, a new pen, or a glass of water. Suppliers or publishers sending artists and authors on tour to promote their products should provide you with publicity materials well in advance of the event. They also usually send an agreement spelling out your share of the expenses. If you decide to bring in a celebrity guest on your own, you will, of course, need to pay for transportation, hotel, meals, and perhaps an appearance fee. Check with retailers in nearby cities to see if anyone would like to have the same person in their store so that you can share the airfare costs. You might also be able to contact a celebrity scheduled to perform a concert or play in your area and arrange for the person to make an in-store appearance to promote a product or charity in which he or she has an interest. Vendors sometimes also will sponsor trunk shows where they allow you to bring in extra merchandise beyond what you normally would have on display and only pay for that which is sold the day of the event. This is a good way to highlight a line and perhaps also involve the sales representative who could come along and answer customers' in-depth questions. You might also consider sponsoring a contest, either through your own store or in conjunction with neighboring businesses. This year marks the 29th year that Orange Tree Imports, which is my shop, is holding an egg art contest at Easter. This costs very little. Some prizes and ribbons for the winners, and yet it has resulted in several newspaper articles and always a lot of people who come in to see all the eggs that are entered. Customers and staff alike enjoy seeing the creative entries each spring. We've held all kinds of contests over the years for both adults and children and find that everyone enjoys these opportunities to be creative. Inviting customers to a 1 or 2 day open house can be both hospitable and homey. For many stores, the only actual event taking place during an open house is the serving of refreshments and perhaps a percentage off on a certain line or item in the store. To make an open house more memorable, include live music or gifts and favors for everyone attending. Some stores have drawings for door prizes or offer a special item for sale that is available only during the event. Guests can be treated to a crafts demonstration or have items signed by a visiting celebrity or watch a video presentation about some of the shop's merchandise. Offering a percentage of sales to a charity is an excellent way to attract free publicity for your open house. Ask the charity for permission to use its name and perhaps even its mailing list to spread the word about your event. Be sure to keep the charity's staff informed about your plans so they can answer any questions that come to them. Invite prominent citizens who are supporters of the charity and encourage them to bring their friends and associates. Send out a press release about the event and invite any members of the press who might like to attend. Let the public know what is happening at your store through traditional advertising, printed calendars of events, and emails. In a future podcast, I'll talk about how to send out press releases to garner free publicity for your store. Today's reading from the Nonsense File, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, from quite a few years ago. It's the ideal gift, inflatable fish. A fisherman never again has to be embarrassed for not having a catch to show. Now high-quality, realistic-looking inflatable fish are available for your trophy photo, a 29-inch walleye or a 22-inch bass for only $5.95. That's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. Please feel free to email me with suggestions and comments at info@orangetreeimports.com. Until then, happy retailing.